Well, I was born too late to be a rolling stone. I don't know Jerry Lee. I never met Johnny Noble. Standing with a stride, a mocking most bastard son. Go out, get drunk, get wild, have fun. I don't got $1 million. Don't drive a Cadillac. Give me every chance, cause I'm not dead yet.
And welcome to Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson. It's the 6th of May. It's a Friday, 2022. I'm going solo today for the first half of the show. And Ron Avery cannot join me until on or after May 18th. He's busy with a project. I'll let him talk about that to you later on. And so he won't be joining me for co-commentary, and he can't do any video simulcast because he's the engineer for that. So that'll resume on or after May 18th, approximately. Today being the 6th, so that's another 10, 12 days. But I hope everyone out there is having a great Friday, and we'll have a great weekend. On the second half today, I'll welcome back Garland Favrito of Voter GA. That's Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results of Georgia, Voter GA. Garland's been on this show several times. And the thing about Garland and his group is that they are the most persistent, the most resilient, and the most effective group I have seen. And I've been in journalism 35 plus years for smoking out election fraud. They are doing yeoman's work in the state of Georgia. And I've reported on it before in American Free Press as well as here in RBN. And I've stuck with it long term. I've been covering this since last year. And there's a persistent effort by Voter GA to uncover all the missing voter ballot images by the tens of thousands. And as I've said before, Garland went into this with his group, not really challenging the election result head on from the November 2020 national election within the state of Georgia. At first, they were just looking for mail-in ballots that had the wrong paper stock. They weren't folded the way a mail-in ballot would be folded. And all the anomalies and inconsistencies, irregularities, and problems, they were taking that into account, but they were not looking at an actual count or recount or anything that would directly challenge the election results at first. However, now they did so much uncovering and so much sleuthing that almost as a secondary effect, and then it became kind of a primary thing, they have found that indeed there are enough anomalies to question the actual outcome of the election itself in Georgia. And it's really the most effective group you're going to find anywhere in the world, in the United States and beyond, for methodically taking this thing apart, taking certain aspects of it to court, appealing decisions that don't go their way, never giving up. So Garland will join us for the details in the second half of today's show. You're going to want to hear this because they're the best and they're the most persistent. So I was on my own show this past Monday, it would have been Wednesday. I was on my own show this past Wednesday, and Hesher of Alternate Current Radio, thanks again, Hesher, for covering for me. But I called in, and I'm continuing to urge listeners, at least through today, I don't know if Monday might be too late to bring this up, I'll soon find out, but at least as of today, there's still a little bit of time to write the California governor and urge Gavin Newsom to overturn the California Board of Parole Hearings decision to uphold the parole denial of inmate P.F. Laser, who's been unjustly imprisoned and was sent up the river unjustly and never got a real trial anyway. The whole thing was bogus from the beginning. He was denied any real defense or denied from introducing pertinent defense information and data. So the whole thing has been a bogus operation from the get-go. But long story short, he's been in prison, and he's now in the California state prison in Salinas Valley in Central California. That's near Soledad, S-O-L-E-D-A-D. And there's still a chance to influence the governor and get him out, overturn the Board of Parole Hearings decision to deny him parole. There was a recent review of the January 12th decision by the parole board to deny his parole. And in that review, as far as the inmate P.F. Laser himself understands it, and he's able to talk to me from time to time via pre-approved phone calls on a prison landline. It's all above board and approved and allowed. He was able to inform me that, to the very best of his knowledge, during this review, which happened in April, the January 12, 2022 decision to deny him parole, that decision was upheld. And now, as Laser understands it, L-A-Z-O-R, P-F Laser, the governor can be contacted as soon as possible. Governor Gavin Newsom, I know your friend and mine from the COVIDocracy. Nevertheless, this is important. He can be contacted, and he has the power to just overturn the parole board's denial, constant denials, of P.F. Laser's long and much-deserved parole. Now, I have a letter of my own that I wrote. I'm going to read most or all of it right now, just to give you an example, and I'm going to post my letter in a new link on the RBN website as soon as today's show is over. It'll just be a one-page thing. Any previous things about Laser that are on the RBN website right now are outdated. So this will be the one new item, the only current item. Anything else, I'll make sure it's deleted if it hasn't been deleted already, because anything else is outdated. So anyway, here we are about 7 minutes after the hour. And stay tuned. I'm also going to play a short audio clip in a few minutes of the very same governor, ironically, Gavin Newsom of California, about the possibility, although things are a little bit murky right now, the possibility that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. Of course, he's against the overturning of that. It's a short news conference we'll play of him, and I'll delve into that subject a little bit before we bring Garland on from Voter GA at the bottom of the hour. Anyway, here's my letter that's going out today. It's being faxed to Governor Newsom of California about P.F. Laser. And this is important at the very top of your letter. Time critical, California Constitution Article 5, Section 8B issue. 8B like boy. One more time, that's important to have at the top. Time critical, California Constitution Article 5, Section 8B issue. Governor Newsom, I emphatically ask that you overturn the apparent decision of the Board of Parole Hearings to maintain its denial of the parole of inmate P.F. Laser, P.F. like Paul Frank Laser, L-A-Z-O-R, who was sent to prison in 1983 without a genuine and fair trial. His case is likely one of the most egregious examples of extended unlawful inmate detainment and abuse in all of California history. Statutorily, he should have been released this month, the month of May, back in the year 1992, 30 years ago. Yet, he has been kept behind bars for alleged rule violation reports, or RVRs, written up over the decades by often corrupt and vindictive guards who can write up an inmate for an RVR that cannot be challenged. It's purely guilt to proven innocent when it comes to these rule violation reports. Laser was most recently denied parole January 12, 2022. Then, as I understand it, there was a review of the Board of Parole Hearings decision, and that decision was upheld, unfortunately. This man's life has been stolen from him. He was denied any chance of ever starting a family or having grandkids, etc. Please act now to reverse the Board of Parole Hearings decision to arbitrarily and capriciously keep Laser behind bars. Inaction now could mean that he won't get another parole hearing for 5 years or more, and he's 67 years old as it is. Thanks, Governor, for your attention on this matter. Mark Anderson. So there, ladies and gentlemen, is the, that's the key points that need to be made. One could embellish a little more. One could even be more concise than that. But that there is probably only 250 to 300 words. You don't need to write anything more than that. It could even be a little bit less. It just needs to contain points that are very similar to that. But that part at the top, time critical, California Constitution, Article 5, Section 8B issue, in big bold letters is really important. Doesn't have to be computer printed. It can be handwritten. The key thing is that it be faxed to the following number, preferably today. It's very important that we work together as a patriot community and free these political prisoners in America. But here's the fax number, 916-558-3160. That's 916-558-3160. Please fax to that number. If you need the phone number to the governor's office for any reason, that phone number is 916-445-2841, 916-445-2841. It's very important to get this in, faxed in today. It's much quicker, of course, than snail mail, overland mail with a stamp. If you live in California or if you live in Sacramento where the governor is, of course, you could do regular mail or even drop it off. There's probably some way of doing that. But you don't have to be a California resident to do this. Laser is inmate number. This will be in my example that I put on the RBN website. His inmate number, and this, it's important to put PF Laser, inmate number C like Carl, 73842. That's inmate number C73842. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we have to free these political prisoners. We have to be effective as a patriot community in doing these things. It's not enough to just talk about or expose the machinations of the powers that be, important though that always is. Sometimes there is direct action that needs to be taken, and this is one of those times that I cannot stress it enough. There's also a website, and then I'll be going on to some other subjects here. The website, gov.ca, as in California, .gov. That's simple. gov.ca.gov, gov.ca.gov. Through that website, there's also an internal email where you fill in that field of information and internally you send an email. You can do it that way too. I personally think a handwritten or computer printed short letter and faxed in would be better, but you can do it through the internal email, through the governor's office, or you could do both. I intend to do both, but first and foremost, I want to get my letter faxed in to that number, 916-558-3160. So thanks out there, ladies and gentlemen. Please take a quick action on this. I cannot stress enough how important it is and the kind of suffering that Laser is going through. He's a really intelligent, well-informed guy. Apparently, they fear that he'll do too much exposure when he gets out. He exercises his First Amendment rights, his Second Amendment rights. That's what got him in there, is exercising his Second Amendment rights and a false accusation of second-degree murder going way back to 1983. So there we go. Now, getting a little bit into some other issues, it's come up in the last few days in the fanatical liberal press, the mass media cartel, the internationalist liberal press, that Roe v. Wade, the infamous 1973 decision that they say legalized abortion and they say established a constitutional right to get an abortion, both of which are, of course, false. All that decision did was invalidate state laws that prohibited abortion and created a legal vacuum. And also, it created a whole culture of people presupposing that abortion is medical care, that it's, and it's based on the idea of reproductive rights. And all of that is just Orwellian doublespeak. That's all it is, nothing more, nothing less. So now, apparently there's been a leak, probably many of us have heard about this, there's an apparent leak of a document or finding by the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, as it's sometimes called, that there's apparently a legal angle or legal opportunity for the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. And, of course, the liberal press and its tight and longtime allies in the abortion industry, it's just another corporate industry that's sucking off our tax dollars directly and indirectly. So that whole industry, combined with the mass media cartel, is having conniptions at the mere thought, no matter how distant, no matter how unlikely it may or may not be that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. But, of course, in my well-informed opinion, those that support the abortion baby-killing industry and tissue marketing industry from preborn children, those who support it and so fanatically push it, have had their day in the sun. They've had their time. 50 or 60 or 70 million dead babies later, let's just be blunt, they've had their day in the sun. It's time to turn the page. And right now, that same governor, Gavin Newsom, we're going to hear a clip now, and it's only about a minute and a half long. I think we can get this in under the wire, then we can comment on it from there. So let's go ahead and play this news conference, and we'll go from there.
Here in California, Governor Newsom expressed outrage by the Supreme Court draft opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade. KPX5's Alan Martin joins us now with more on what the governor plans to do here. Alan.
Ryan, the governor appeared at a Planned Parenthood gathering in Los Angeles, saying that he is committed to safeguarding women's productive freedom. He touted his support for abortion rights, saying that he will push to amend the state's constitution to add protections. The changes that could appear on the November ballot would ask voters to ensure permanent abortion access in the state, regardless of the Supreme Court's final decision.
At a time when countries around the world are expanding liberties, expanding freedoms, expanding rights, here we are in the United States of America about to roll back rights. But how about those folks that can't even afford a Greyhound bus ticket? How about all of those women and girls raped in states where they don't even make an exception for rape? Talk about extremists. Rape and incest. That's how extreme the Republican Party is in the United States of America.
The governor also used today's event to launch his second re-election campaign ad, this one dealing with abortion rights. Now, his first ad, released on Monday, focused on his pandemic record. Of course, the primary comes up on June 7th, and there are more than two dozen candidates for governor on that ballot. The top two will go on the ballot in November.
And you can only imagine this is going to have an impact not just on the primary, but the midterms in November across the country.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's according to the mass media cartel, of course. That's a network affiliate out in California. And it's interesting. We're going to be getting to the break, the first break, at about a minute and a half or so. It's interesting how the politicians, in conjunction with the mass media cartel, in conjunction with Planned Parenthood, that are addicted to our tax dollars at the state and federal level, it's interesting how they're worried about young girls. Well, what about every preborn female child? Does not that young girl have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? See, what they do, of course, is they flip the idea, they invert the idea of rights. Where are the rights of the preborn child, or the child that's virtually near full term, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? The Constitution says no one can be denied those things without due process of law. As Howard Phillips of the Constitution Party, the late Howard Phillips, often repeated when this issue came up. So the pro-aborts, as I call them, are very selective as to which women should have women's rights. They seem to forget that all the grown women now, all the adult women or the teenage women that might get themselves into trouble, were once newborn babies, newborn female babies. Very, very selective thinking, very, very selective rights, very, very selective in the whole enterprise, the whole situation. It's just amazing to me that the audacity, and then they call those that disagree with these liberal initiatives, they call them the extremists. We'll be right back.
How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown. drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the next segment of Stop the Presses, May 6th, 2022. Your host, Mark Anderson, back with you live after kind of a spotty schedule. Did some traveling out in Arizona promoting American Free Press and visiting some border areas, the southern border with Mexico in the greater Elephant Head region of Arizona near Amado. Very interesting there. Patagonia is not too far away from there. I toured some of that area, that general area, and that's another major area where illegals are coming in. I've done most of my reporting on Texas with that matter, regarding that issue, and I'm starting to spread out as best I can and begin covering the other southern border states. Anyway, to finalize my comments on the abortion situation, it's also oft repeated, and this is a tougher one, it's oft repeated by the pro-abortion that these extremist Republicans in all these states don't even believe in what's called abortion, which is really a misnomer. It's not even a proper term, in cases of rape and incest. Now, at first blush, that sounds almost understandable, right? If a woman is raped and gets pregnant, should she have to have that child? And my understanding also, however, and I should double check this, I haven't looked it up in a while, that pregnancies resulting from rape are rather rare. And so in a way, this issue could be a red herring. I want to double check that data, though. However, there's a mother and daughter couple that spoke at a Elkhart luncheon that I went to back in the 1990s. And the mother talked about how she was raped, and she did get pregnant. And she decided, after praying on it, that she would bring the baby to term. And she did. And she gave birth to the most beautiful daughter. And they, I believe, still tour together. They were doing a Christian-oriented tour back in the 90s. I think they're still doing it. To my understanding, they produced some books and reports, and I would think, without looking it up to this day, they probably still have a website. I'm going to double check that. But back in the day, they were doing speaking tours, and it was very heartfelt, very, very eye-opening and enlightening to see that it's not the baby's fault that the mother was raped. And this is one of the messages they brought forth, among others. Yes, the mother is impregnated, yes, under, you know, terrible circumstances, naturally, and the rapist should pay for what he did. But that's not the child's fault, is what they said. And they talked about their relationship as the daughter grew up and how close they were at that time as adults. And it was very eye-opening. And at that time, I was skeptical. I thought, well, in the case of rape, of course, that's different. But is it? I won't try to fully answer the question and tell you what to think. I'll just pose the question. Think about it. That's an interesting one. And at any rate, so that was Governor Newsom coming at it from another angle, not writing him about P.F. Laser, which is very important, as I shared a few minutes ago. But that's typical of this COVIDocracy tyrant now seeking another term. I'm glad to hear there are lots of people challenging Governor Newsom in the primary to see who's on the ballot for the general election later in the year. And hopefully he'll be overturned. That would be the greatest scenario of all, to see Governor Newsom overturn P.F. Laser's denial of his parole, and then to see Gavin Newsom himself overturned with his insane liberal agenda and all that goes with it. His tyranny under the COVID crackdown, one of the worst in all the United States. Governor Whitmer of Michigan probably came in second or third. Of course, who can top Trudeau, the Trudeauian tyrant up in Canada? Justin Trudeau is perhaps the worst in North America, historically, not just right now. So Garland Favorito is going to be joining us here in the second half, to the best of my knowledge, at least. I caught him on short notice. As noted, he's with Voter GA, Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia. And he'll tell us about the latest action in Georgia that this very resilient and principled group is carrying out in exploring and analyzing and challenging the November 2020 election results. Yes, there really is such a thing as election fraud, despite what the mass media cartel will tell you. And no one better than Garland to describe the details of this thing. So we're going to hear all about the Fulton County, Georgia counterfeit ballot appeal hearing. And I was just recently sent this media advisory, and that hearing took place this past Wednesday, May 4th, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And I can also post how to watch a live stream of that hearing for today's archive item, listed at the RBN website. So, Garland Favorito will join us again during the second half. Stay tuned for that. You're going to want to hear about it. See you on the other side.
The truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Yeah, from the Little Big Horn to the Rio Grande, it seems we've seen the last lemonade stand. Well, all the flea markets and the paper routes, if you can't trade in bulk, you get muscled out.
Clock.
you hear me? Okay, I'm here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, apologies here. We're having some technical difficulties. I don't know why, don't know how. Bird on the wire, as they say, maybe worse, right? And as I understand it, Garland is not picking up. Is that correct? Okay, something must have come up with Garland. He does have a very busy schedule. I did only get his agreement to be on the show maybe an hour before showtime. And something unexpected.
Yes.
Must have come up until now, and now he's with us. Okay. Again, apologies, ladies and gentlemen, for any dead air or technical problems, but with live radio, it's virtually guaranteed that you'll have such problems. Now, I'm joined by Garland Favrito of Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia. And we're just audio only today. How you doing, Garland?
Hi, Mark. I apologize. I was a little late on my call, getting off the other call. We are finding a lot of problems in the Georgia 2022 primaries that are in play right now. And we were discussing a lot of the election problems, which don't make a lot of sense yet.
That's interesting. What I announced before the bottom of the hour was that, of course, you focused the bulk of your efforts on the November 2020 election within Georgia and all the anomalies and issues you found there. So what you're telling me is you're also watching the current elections fairly closely. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. We have got a statewide team in place reporting all errors and things that occur and attempting to resolve what we can.
Wow, I don't know if it's premature to talk about those just a little bit, but let's go with coming out of a little technical problem we had there a couple minutes ago. Let's go with your Fulton County counterfeit ballot appeal hearing that took place Wednesday, May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a live stream that I'll put a link up on later. That was the Court of Appeals of Georgia at the Nathan Deal Judicial Center in Atlanta. And Voter GA, which seeks to ensure safe, secure, and honest elections. You are a plaintiff in this. It's under your name, Favrito et al. Versus Juan, W-A-N et al. And the plaintiffs will argue that they have a particularized injury according to all applicable state and federal precedents. Therefore, the lower court wrongfully dismissed the case. So, what's going on here, Garland?
Well, Mark, we had our appeal yesterday. First of all, I apologize. I don't think the technical problem is on your end. I think it was just me being late. So I think everything's good on your end. But we were had our appeal hearing yesterday. Of course, we are arguing that the judge wrongfully dismissed our case. And any voter should have standing to challenge election fraud in any state. It's pretty clear. But based on both state law and U.S. Supreme Court precedents, we have the appropriate standing. So we're going to attack these standing arguments and see if we can defeat them once and for all. But we had a hearing yesterday, and it was just a hearing. We made our argument for 15 minutes in the Court of Appeals, which has three judges. It's a three-judge panel. And they made their argument, the defense with Fulton County, which has hired criminal defense lawyers to prevent us from looking at ballots. I find that fascinating in its own right. So anyway, we had the hearing. We are not expecting a ruling probably for about 2 months. We think that the other two plaintiffs in our case will probably present their argument next month. We have a little bit difference in arguments. Our argument is that we have standing. Their argument is you don't have to have standing to prosecute a constitutional claim. So there's a little bit different arguments. So we'll each make our argument, and then we will see where the Court of Appeals decides to go.
When you say we will each make our argument, you mean there are two sets of plaintiffs?
That's exactly right, Mark.
Okay, you said yesterday, but this was Wednesday, May 4th, just a point of clarity, correct?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does. I wanted to make sure I had the day right. You never know. Excuse me, I just got off the road. I'm a little bit ragged out, but I always wanted to follow this.
You and your dog.
Yeah, and we'll talk for a couple minutes about what you're looking at now in current elections. I think we need to hear about that. But it's not like this is an isolated thing. I mean, Voter GA has done so much in showing that ballot images have been lost by the tens of thousands in key counties across Georgia, very heavily populated counties. And I explained before you came on, Garland, that initially you were looking at mail-in ballots for the November 2020 general election in Georgia and looking for, you know, is it the right stock? Are they folded right? Are the signatures right? Do they have all the characteristics of a genuine and official mail-in ballot? And that you weren't, at least seriously, or at least not as your top priority, you weren't looking at the election results or doing recounts or things like that. But everything, and correct me if I get anything wrong, Garland, everything kind of snowballed. And soon over the months, you have found that you can't ignore the fact, you simply cannot ignore the fact that there are enough problems to actually have a different outcome in Georgia from that election. And that it just sort of grew like that. And now you have this whole body of knowledge, including what Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, who wrote a book called Integrity Counts, ironically. And I just did a recent article on that and what's going on there. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, a big issue with you recently was right around March 15th, I believe there was supposed to be a decision on whether the state of Georgia would actually farm out the custodianship, you might say, of the actual voter registration lists. I think Secure, what's that company? Secure Safe?
Yeah, Salesforce.
Salesforce, excuse me.
In fact, that is one of the things we're looking at, Mark, because that went down today. I guess it was yesterday.
What do you mean went down? What do you mean?
The voter registration system was down, and they couldn't register people to vote at the polling locations. So,
okay, real quick. Was the voter registration list, did they make the decision to farm it out to a private company or not?
Yes, they did. They ignored the fact that we had a temporary injunction emergency pending in court, and they went ahead with the implementation. We have not had a hearing date on that yet. And they implemented the system, and it actually went down for some period of time. I don't know exactly how long. It could have been up to 20 minutes or so on the morning of voting yesterday, I believe.
Let me get this straight. So they farm it out to this really disreputable company, and right around the time that it's important, at a critical juncture, that database goes down.
Yeah, some part of the system went down. We don't know exactly what part, but the voter registration people, well, I'm going to say registration people, the check-in people at the precincts statewide were unable to check voters in at 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
When there was an election going on.
That's correct. When there was an election going on.
Then it's interfering with the entire verification system that Joe Smith from Spruce Street is a legitimate voter.
Right. They were unable to determine if a voter was walking in, whether or not they were legitimate or not.
My goodness gracious. And one more time, the name of that company, it's Salesforce?
That was Salesforce. The interesting thing about Salesforce is that they are a politically partisan organization. The chairman basically objected to the fact that we passed SB 202, which was actually the law that gave us ballot images as public record. He is spitting propaganda, and he's on the board of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, of course, is founded by Klaus Schwab, who authored The Great Reset, and it's funded by George Soros. So this is who Brad Raffensperger decided to do business with.
Yeah, now this hearing that took place Wednesday, May 4th, does this have anything to do with that, or is it basically separate?
No, the hearing that took place on May the 4th is a separate issue. This is simply an appeal of our desire to see the Fulton County ballots so that we can detect if they're counterfeit ballots and whether or not those ballots can verify the electronic results that were reported.
Okay, so that's a more focused issue on that.
Correct.
Okay.
It's just completely different.
Yeah. So you're really focusing in on that you have the ability to have access to those sorts of things. Am I correct?
Right. We've got three or four different lawsuits pending. We have three. In addition to the Fulton County ballot counterfeit ballot case, we have the voter registration cloud case that you have just talked about. And we also have a case to ban the Dominion voting system in Georgia, the one that's currently used, because it was found to be in violation of two Georgia statutes, according to the United States District Court.
Okay, you're reminding me. We've covered a lot of material as I've written this up and talked about it on this show. I appreciate mm-hmm. that point of clarity. So you've got some lines in the water, you might say, and you're going through the waters of the Georgia political system, and you're not exactly liking what you're seeing. But I'm really sorry, because I hadn't had much time to follow up as soon as I would have liked, but I'm really sorry to hear. And even though I know there's a lot of corruption in politics, I thought that maybe they wouldn't farm out the voter registration list to a known partisan organization. And even the whole idea of privatizing something like that is fraught with problems and questions. I thought maybe they wouldn't do that, and yet here it is, they did.
Yeah, we suspected that they would just ignore us, but basically it violated three laws in Georgia, we think. The first one was, as you just mentioned, trying to privatize that, sending that out to third parties is a violation of Georgia law. Failing to get a competitive bid on it, we believe, is a violation of Georgia law. And the third thing is the Secretary of State exceeded the scope of his authority that the General Assembly has given him to farm that out. And that's also a violation of Georgia law.
My goodness. See, I guess I was under the naive assumption that maybe the fact that they were violating known and established laws would be enough restraint. Is the Secretary of State, that's an elected position itself, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And hopefully we're going to unelect him in the next month. This month.
Your primaries are this month.
Yes, we're running primaries right now.
Do you have the early voting thing there, like here in Texas?
Yes, we do. It's running. It started right now. It started this week. And the election day is May the 24th.
My goodness. Yeah, I know a lot of voting analysts that say early voting was made by crooks for crooks. I guess we'll leave that alone for now. But, I mean, one could even be so cynical as to say that Brad Raffensperger is protecting himself by reinforcing a inherently dishonest system so incumbents like himself can have the longest political careers they choose to have, and the only way to get rid of them is for them to retire or step down. I saw this in the case of Fred Upton, a congressman up in Michigan. No one could vote him out, but he decided to step down, and that's the only way you can get rid of him. Am I being too cynical?
Well, that's typically the way it works for the Speaker of the House. Now, fortunately, on the offices like Secretary of State, we get a shot at that every 4 years, so the public does. So I think that both Brad Raffensperger and Chris Carr, the attorney general who's protected him, are having a lot of difficulties. They're going to be up for a tough battle, as is the governor, Brian Kemp, who's up against their former senator, David Perdue, as well as three other challengers.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm seeing here is that what you find going on in the current elections might shed some light on what might have happened back in November of 2020, because it's the same basic mechanisms being used. Are mail-in ballots still very prevalent right now?
Not like they were in November of last year, but yes, they are.
Okay, so you can watch kind of in real time a lot of the things you're analyzing from November of 2020. And what you learn now might help inform your November 2020 investigation as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, definitely. Because, you can't have a clean 2022 election unless you know what happened in 2020. So we want to know, everything that's going wrong, regardless of time, so that we can fix it and have clean elections in the future.
Yeah, there's going to be parallels there, obviously. It's the same place, same people, same mechanisms, slightly different candidates, slightly different circumstances. But you're taking a good, long-term, protracted, deep look at all aspects of this. And this is why I think Voter GA is really a standout organization. It seems to me that in other states, while they've done some good work, they just don't have the persistence, that dogged persistence you need with an issue like this.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it will take to solve it, because there's bipartisan corruption. And it's not just a Republican or a Democrat thing. They're in collusion.
Yeah, and I think that explains, and I've said this before, how seemingly inexplicably, your Orrin Hatches are in office until they pass away. Chuck Schumer won't be the senator. The only way Chuck Schumer won't be a New York senator in the U.S. Senate, again, would be to step down or pass away. And we had an article in AFP not so long ago that there's basically an American Politburo, marginally or quasi-elected bodies that you can't vote out. And I can imagine both parties, both major parties, having sort of a gentleman's agreement, wink, wink, nod, nod, that we can't have, honest machinery in the elections, because the only way to maintain our hegemony is to give the impression we have honest elections, but actually uphold a dishonest system and never openly acknowledge it. That way we can maintain a hegemonic composition of the legislatures and other offices. Your thoughts?
I think you summed it up really well, Mark.
That's what it seems like. So where do you go from, kind of reiterate, where do you go from here on the Fulton County hearing that took place just this past Wednesday?
Well, we'll just have to wait for a ruling, which is probably still 2 months away. We probably won't expect that till July. And then hopefully we'll get to move forward on that case. And in the meantime, we may have another, who knows, we might get our discoveries wrapping up in the Dominion, the case to ban the Dominion system, the case against the state. We've got that in discovery. Hopefully we'll get a hearing on the other case eventually. And then we are looking at another case regarding all that ballot image destruction. We're still concerned about that. We don't want to let that ride. So we'll be looking to do something on that as well.
Okay, so on the ballot destruction one, destroyed or lost ballot images, so there's not a lawsuit on that one yet.
Correct. But we will probably be issuing a demand letter on that.
But you have the lawsuits on the privatization of the voter registration list and the one you just mentioned in Fulton County, and then the one other one. So,
that's it.
Wow, yeah. Interesting. There's a lot of moving parts here, ladies and gentlemen, but Voter GA, that's voterga.org, correct, Garland? It's .org?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's plenty of links, ladies and gentlemen, listening live and on the archive for watching the proceedings of press conferences and judicial hearings involving voter GA. It's a great website, very informative. You can see Garland in action, Garland Favorito, my guest here today, and others to really get an in-depth look at how one would go about challenging election results in any state. And it's just amazing to me, Garland, we're getting into the last minute or two. It's amazing to me how resistant the powers that be are about taking just an honest look at the machinery of elections and determining once and for all whether they're being lawfully and constitutionally and honestly conducted. And the amount of effort and obfuscation and stonewalling that goes on against groups like yours convinces me more than ever that they're hiding something very big here. They go out of their way. They go to great lengths to throw dust in the air on this issue. You would think that they'd want to at least look like they agreed with you.
Exactly. Great point, Mark. And you know that there's something wrong, and something seriously wrong, based on how they continue to fight us. It's almost beyond belief.
Right. You've had a couple judges. I think his name is Brian Amiro. That's treated you reasonably fairly. There's some minor exceptions, correct? There's a few exceptions.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I appreciate you, Garland Favorito of VoterGA.org, Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results, GA like Georgia.org. Thanks for being on the show today. We're getting into the last minute or so. Any final comments?
Well, no, Mark. Just thank you for having me, and we appreciate it. And just always encourage the audience, if they'd like to help support our efforts down there. This is critical to the entire country. VoterGA.org is we're a nonpartisan, nonprofit 501c3, and I don't take a salary, so the money will go for a great cause. If anybody's out there, they can donate for us.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen, listening live and on the archive. It's a great cause. It's the most persistent, resilient, effective group at knowing what to do, knowing how to proceed, knowing how to get things spelled out in a clear and actionable manner, and knowing how to handle the press. They have gotten some reasonable coverage from time to time with the local and regional media, not so good on the national mass media cartel. Of course, they tend to go silent if it's Democrats that might be in trouble. And if it's election fraud that might be tied to Republicans, then they're a little bit more attentive. But anyway, Garland, thanks again.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Good talking with you.
Yeah, have a great day, and best of luck to you. We'll get some updates later. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. Remember to write your letter to the California governor and fax it to 916-558-3160 to ask for the freeing of inmate P.F. Laser, inmate number C73842 in the California prison system. He's a political prisoner. He needs to be freed. And again, my letter to the governor of California will be posted on the RBN website as an example of what you can write very briefly and fax in. So thanks, Garland. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you next time here on Stop the Presses. Have a great weekend.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the